Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Jonathan Ritter. Man, I don't know if you guys have been watching everything, and it's crazy out there. It's crazy. This world's, well, it's chaotic, right? But one thing is certain and true is our God is great, our God is good, regardless of what's going on around us. We have to keep that in mind. And I've been working on the preaching series that we were doing. And if you guys are new, just coming to this podcast, and encourage you to listen to the several of the series that I've done on the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and that we went over love, joy, and peace, and long suffering, and gentleness. The next one's gonna be goodness, but last week I was led to preach a salvation message, and if you guys want to look at that audio or from last week, I was going to preach on goodness, which is the other fruit of the Holy Spirit tonight, and I just feel the Lord needs me to talk more on salvation and hope. And the scriptures that we're looking at, and of course, there's a ton of scriptures on salvation. The one that that the Holy Spirit wants me to talk on tonight is Titus 3, and that's verse 4 through 8. What we're going to do, we're going to read it, and we're just going to see where the Holy Spirit leads us in this time. Titus 3, 4 through 8. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration, renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of His eternal life. This is the faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. And these things are good and profitable unto man. Heavenly Father, we just come tonight, just thank You for another opportunity just to breathe and listen to the words that you have here. Regardless of all the things in this life that's maybe coming down and all around us and unfolding and raveling, there's one truth that remains firm, and that is a hope. That is a firm hope in our salvation. And that You love Your children. You will not leave us. You will not forsake us. That's a lie from the enemy to tell us that You will. Because You're a good, good Father. You will not do that. You're a good shepherd that loves the sheep. Lord, I pray You be with me as I go through this message tonight. God, I pray that You just, whoever's out there that needs to hear this message, I pray, Lord, it reaches their ears. It touches their heart. If they're not Yours, Lord, I pray, Lord, that tonight they just truly open their heart to You and what it means to be a Christian. Lord, I pray that You know what's going on in this world and everything that's unraveling, Lord. We pray, let our mind be with You. Let our hope stand firm in the truths that You have given us through the gospel. Don't let our faith fail or our hearts faint. Are we given to the spirit of fear? We know you give us love and sound mind, faith. We pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, we look at Titus tonight, and of course he goes into the salvation message here. And you know, I just, before, I don't know if you, some of you guys may just, this may be the first podcast that you heard from me, and there's quite a few on this website you can scroll down. I mean, I preached on salvation, which is the most, to me, is one of the most important things in the Bible. It's the key component to everything. If you're not a child of God, nothing else in the Bible will matter to you, because in the sense that as the positive message of the Bible, now the negative message is if you're not his, then you're not part of the kingdom of God. But you know, in my life as a teenager, I struggled with salvation, understanding God, and trying to understand what it meant to be a child of God. And I struggled, and you know, I just got tired. I looked around, and I just, my questions weren't being answered. So I left the church, and I left. I was running through alcohol and drugs and pornography in places where I should, bars and strip clubs and places I shouldn't be here talking to you guys. My life should have been ended many times. Thank God I met my wife in my 20s, and she kind of leveled me out a little bit. I still kept pushing, you know, in that darkness and still running and still trying to get my, I guess, what I deserved in this life, you know, all, you know, working toward the American dream, to have that nice house and wife and kids and that bass boat and all this stuff. And meanwhile, God was just tugging on my heart to come back to him. And I was like, no, God, I don't want to. And you know, I was called at a young age to preach. I refused the calling, of course. You know, they say about kids that grew up in church, and one thing we can do, we can sing really good because we know what to do, what to not do, and what to do, right? And you know, but you know, I ran and ran and ran and ran. I drank. I did a lot of things trying to numb my pain, my hurt, to drown out that voice that was calling me to come back to Jesus. You know, I did a lot of things to myself in the sense of, I mean, you know, we the sin that we commit throughout our life, sometimes we have to live with the consequences of that sin. And when I say that, it means, for instance, say if you drink a lot after a lot, and you know, of course, when you drink, you're damaging your liver and you get liver cancer. I mean, you can, you know, drunkenness is, of course, a sin. It's in the Bible. And being drunk that many times and damaging your liver and you get liver cancer, you can repent of that sin, but then you have to may live with the consequences of having liver cancer. But you know, I ran and I ran and I ran, and you know, I had a good job and I was making good money, and I was, you know, I had this 401k and all these things and then I lost my job. And where I lost my job is just everything was, I felt was being removed from me. And listen, guys, it's just all those years of running from God. It just accumulated. And, you know, this morning, I always say night because it was so dark in my mind. I had enough. I've struggled trying to do it on my own and gather all my riches on this earth. And I tried to kill myself. Almost succeeded. I shouldn't be here talking to you guys. After being recovered and put in the hospital for a little time. And you know, that was horrible. That was one of the lowest points in my life. It's hard to describe it. But I was just wrecked. But during that season, the Lord dealt with me. He told me He's had enough. And that I needed to come back. I needed to start studying my Bible. I needed to start preaching. And a lot, and I've been doing that, you know. And this website is a kind of a labor of that calling. To reach as many people as I possibly can out there. It's just this one way to reach others. If it's just only one person, that's all that matters. I came back to God and started really studying the scriptures on salvation and what it means to be a child of God. And then today, now I can tell you, I don't really even, you know, I have the scripture, a lot of scriptures memorized on salvation. And you may be out there tonight wondering what salvation is and if what it means to be a child of God. I really want to tell you, when we look at Titus here, chapter 3, verse 4 and 5, it says, "But after the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, then by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saves us by washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit." You see, God sent His Son. You look at John 3:16, 17 through 18. "For God so loved the world," and you come here, verse 4, "but after the kindness and love of God appeared to man," and that is Jesus, our God, our Savior, that is Jesus Christ, toward man appear, and that's Jesus Christ appears. And God sent His Son down here into this world. Not to condemn the world, guys. If you look at John 3:16, and then of course you look at 17:18, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And I'm doing this off of memorization, so it may maybe a little paraphrasing going on. And then you hit 17. It tells us God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but through Him that the world could be saved. See, Jesus came down here so He could fulfill that perfect sacrifice for you and me and us. See, verse 18 in John 3:18 tells us that those that believe, they're not condemned. But those that believe not on Him, in the name of the only begotten Son, they are condemned already. See, believe. That's a key factor there. You have to open your heart. You have to open your mind to Jesus Christ. You gotta realize He came down here to live a perfect life. And then He had to die. If you look at the crucifixion of our Jesus, it's a horrible death. The scourging and the mocking and the spitting and the pain up to, he had to carry that cross up to Calvary after being beaten to death. And they hung him on that cross. They nailed him. I always say, think of those spikes on a railroad. They're about 3 to 4 inches long. They were driven into one hand and the other hand. And then his feet were put together and a spike was driven through his feet. And then he was risen up on that cross, and his death was, it's like, I was reading one commentary, is like suffocation. That's when he tries to pull himself up to get air because it feels like he's drowning, and he was in that immense pain. Not because he did anything, it's because what we did. Sin, guys, sin. If you look at Genesis 1 through 3, it tells us God created a perfect world, and it was perfect, it was good. There wasn't death. You know, we have death today. It's because Adam and Eve were given a commandment to not eat of a tree, the knowledge of good and evil. Because God told them, if you eat of this tree, you surely will die. And as the story progressed, you see Satan entered the serpent. The serpent deceived Eve. Eve deceived Adam. And sin entered the... That's what we call the fall of man, the curse. Original sin. That's when death. And that's when this world became cursed. See, a lot of times we want to point our finger at God and say, what did you do? And God didn't do nothing. God gives us free will. He gave Adam and Eve free will. He didn't want people or robots. He wanted somebody that would truly give their self over to him, heart, soul, and all, not partialities. And that sin entered this world, and God had to kill the first sacrifice. That's how they provided clothes. If you can read this whole account through Genesis 1 through 3. And of course, Genesis 3:15 tells us the first prophetic scripture in the Bible that Jesus was coming to correct all of this, to start what I call a full circle. See, when Jesus was crucified, he didn't stay on that cross. Of course, they took him down from that cross and they placed him in the tomb, and he was fully dead when they laid him in that tomb, and he rose that third day. And because he rose that third day, he was fully restored. Other than the nail scar hands and his pierced side. You see, that had to all happen according to the scriptures. And he was with the disciples for 40 days. And then you look at Acts, and he goes up to the heaven. They're looking, and the angel's like, where are you looking? He will be coming back one day. And that's the thing. He will be coming back one day for his children. And he said, I've laid it out for you guys. The salvation. Open your heart to me. Believe in your heart. Believe in me. And let me come and live inside you. And of course, we know that in John 3. John 3, before you get to 16, it speaks of being born again, meaning you become born again, meaning the Holy Spirit comes inside you. It renews you. And when we look at the verses here in Titus 3, and we look at the last part of that verse in 5, it says, by washing of the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. See, when you're born again, you are new. You're no longer the same. A lot of people think you just... you can keep on doing the things you're doing. See, we cannot be the same person. If we are the same person, once we say I do, we have truly not opened our hearts to God. Because according to the scripture, not my opinion, a regeneration means a new birth. John 3, 1 through 10 tells us about that new birth. I mean, yeah, John 3, 1 through, I'll say 15. Once again, I'm just going off of memory, guys. And once again, I mean, you guys can hit me up on this website. You can hit me up on Facebook. You can call me. I have my phone number there to talk about this. And I can provide you scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture. Your heart has to be changed. A regeneration. Paul puts it, you have to be, you're no longer the old. You are new. And because the Holy Spirit lives inside you, He guides you, He directs you, and He keeps you on that path. When you get out of line, He pulls you back into the road. And within this passage, if you keep on reading in verse 7, tells us, our 6 said, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Verse 7 says that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope eternal life. And if you see the word grace and mercy, and that's all demonstrated on the cross, grace and mercy. Grace is basically giving us the good things that we do not deserve. We don't deserve grace. See, with Adam and Eve, He could have ended it there, but He said, no, I'm sending Jesus because I don't want to see this world the way it is. And that mercy, He spares us from the bad things that we do deserve. That's mercy, guys. Some will call that's His grace and mercy. And we should be made heirs. And when we do that, we open our hearts and we become new and we're regenerated, we are heirs according to the hope of eternal life. See, when our lives are over, all that's ever going to matter is, are you a child of God? You can gain all the things of this world. You can have the nice houses and the cars and the children. People can say all these good things about you. When you're gone, none of that matters. Because we will all be looking at Jesus. And He's going to look at us. And if we were His child, He will say, you are an heir according to the hope of His eternal life. Meaning, you get to live forever and ever in paradise. No more pain, no more sorrow. But then He will look at the ones that did not accept Him and believe on His name. And He will say, you are not mine. So you have everlasting damnation. And I don't say that with, my heart hurts when I have to talk about eternal damnation. That's hell, guys. It ain't no joke. Hollywood wants to make it look like a joke. It's no joke. Hell is real. It's a bad place. And I don't want to see nobody go there. I don't want to see nobody go to hell. Hell's real. But when you open your heart to God and you let Him come into your heart, He said, I don't really know what it looks like. You don't have to say no magical prayer. You can just say, here I am, God. And give it all. And you do it with your heart open, tears in your eyes, just laying it all there. I don't know what it looks like, God, but here I am tonight. I give it all to You. Every bit of it. All the good, bad, and the ugly. The Holy Spirit will come into your life. And when He does, He will guide and direct you, I promise you. and to the right people, to the right areas, if you just lean on Him and let Him direct you. The thing is, guys, this life can flip you and flop you and drop you every which way. And we're, you know, even us Christians, true Christians, and those that are lost, we still have to live in this corrupt world and the pain of this life. And it, of course, things can, it can happen to us too, because we live on a cursed earth. But the different is that hope, regardless of what you're going through tonight, when you're a child of God, is that hope that when all of this is over with, see, death for a child of God, a physical death, is a beautiful thing. Because, see, there's going to be two deaths, guys. There will be a physical and a spiritual death. And if God doesn't come back through the rapture, we will experience a physical death, every one of us. But then there's that spiritual death. That is when you're going to be a spiritual alive or spiritually damned. But as a child of God, you will be spiritually alive, meaning you will go to heaven. And you will partake in the air according to the hope of His everlasting life. You only will die once. But a person that is lost, that is out there and has not truly opened their hearts to God, they will die a physical and a spiritual death. And that hurts me and breaks my heart. Because when you look at Matthew 7, if you guys get the opportunity, just read through Matthew 7. It speaks that many will go down that route that leads to damnation. And that was Jesus' words, not mine. In closing tonight, guys, I just want to be real with y'all. Through my life and the pain that I went through and the anointing on my life to proclaim this message to whoever wants to hear it out there and who hears it and accepts it or don't accept it, I don't have no control over that. All I know is I only can lay my heart out there and tell you that wherever you're going through tonight, God knows. All I can tell you is He understands, and He wants you in His life, right where you're at, opening your heart to Him, recognizing what happened at the cross and the resurrection, and that you know when you step into the light and you stepped into being a child of God, your life will change. You can't live the old way that you were living. Everything has to be renewed. Yes, we will struggle and have these little ups and downs, but the Holy Spirit, He guides us and He directs our lives. That's scripture, guys. It speaks of the Holy Spirit being that guidance for us. You see, we step out of the playground and into the battlefield when we say, I do to Christ. We may have to suffer all this life for Christ, but the end will be so much beautiful for us. You could suffer all your life on this earth, but death was only the beginning of something beautiful for a child of God. And for a child of Satan, it's the start of something very ugly. That Hollywood, you can watch those horror movies as much as you want and cringe at the they try to make hell looks like, but they can't even graphically or CG it to really make what hell's going to be like. Tonight, I just want that kind of resonate with you guys. Let it sink in there. Don't fool yourself. Don't let no preacher tell you that you can be a child of God and that you don't have to change your lifestyle. That's a lie from the depths of hell. Don't let no preacher tell you that you can live wherever the way you want as a child of God, because it contradicts the scriptures. Know that God loves you. He wants you into His family. And that He wants you to realize, if you don't do it tonight, if you're not a child of God, you're not promised tomorrow. You're not promised tonight. You're not promised the next 5 minutes. As you guys bow with me, I'm going to pray. Heavenly Fathers, we just come tonight, Lord, just thanking you for the opportunity just to talk about your beautiful salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ, that you sent down here not because we deserved it, because you know we don't deserve it, but because of your love and your mercy and your grace and the blood that was shed on Calvary. All that blood, how it flowed. Oh, how he hurt so much. Lord, I pray, Lord, that anybody's out there that needs to hear this message, God, it reaches whoever. I pray, Lord, that it just touches their hearts. And it opens their hearts to you, Lord. Because this poor, I'm not a fancy preacher. I'm a nobody. It's only through the blood of Jesus Christ that I can speak on it. Speak on the word of God to the Holy Spirit that anointed my life. I pray, Lord, let this message reach whoever it needs to reach. I pray, let it touch their hearts, Lord. I pray that it just brings them to you, Lord. That if they need to reach out to me, let them reach out, or send them some true messenger, another messenger out there to reach them, Lord, where they're at. I pray, Lord, through all of this, and this, how this world is just falling apart around us, that there's a hope beyond what we can see. Through all the chaos, the rioting, the looting, this supposedly pandemic, and other things that may hit us for us over with, Lord, there's only one true thing that will stand, and that is the hope in Jesus Christ. When everything else is falling down, we can cling to you through it all. And knowing that one day all this will be over with, and we will not have to endure this world no more. Pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ, amen. Love you guys. My website, I have a messenger there. You can, and then of course Facebook, you can Facebook me. If you have any questions, reach out to me. I'm here. If you get prayer requests, send your name through my website or through Facebook, or you can text me. Hope you guys have a good week, and I love you guys. Bye.